Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, September 7th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, where he writes, "On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, 'Come up and stand before us.' And he rose and stood there." There's something deeply moving about the detail that Luke includes. There was a man there whose right hand was withered. The right hand was the hand of work, of blessing, of welcome and service. A withered hand meant more than a physical disability. It represented diminished dignity, lost opportunity, and quiet suffering. Perhaps the man had learned to hide it beneath his cloak, avoiding the curious glances of others. His wound had become a part of his identity. Many of us know what it means to carry a hidden, withered place. It may not be visible in our bodies, but it is present in our hearts. A relationship that never healed. A dream that quietly died. A regret we keep tucked away. A fear that keeps us from loving fully. We become experts at concealing the parts of ourselves that seem broken. And yet, Jesus notices. The gospel begins with the religious leaders watching Jesus, hoping to catch him breaking the law. While they are watching Jesus, Jesus is watching the man. The Pharisees see an opportunity for accusation. Jesus sees a person longing for restoration. This is one of the great differences between the heart of God and the heart of legalism. Legalism asks what rule might be broken. Mercy asks, who is suffering? Before healing the man, Jesus does something surprising. He says, "Come up and stand before us." He invites the man into the center of the synagogue. Imagine how uncomfortable that must have been. The man had probably spent years trying not to be noticed. Now Jesus asks him to stand where everyone can see him. Healing begins not in hiding, but in honest exposure before the Lord. Christ never exposes us to shame us. He brings our wounds into the light, so that grace may touch them. The spiritual life often follows the same pattern. We spend enormous energy hiding our weakness from others, from ourselves, and sometimes even from God. Yet contemplative prayer gently teaches us another way. We sit before the Lord without masks. We stop pretending we are whole. We allow him to see what he has always seen. In that vulnerable silence, healing begins. An old story tells of a Japanese potter who repaired broken bowls using lacquer mixed with gold. Rather than hiding the cracks, he filled them with gold, making the vessel even more beautiful than before. The fractures became a part of the beauty of the finished work. I think God works much the same way. He rarely erases our history. Instead, his grace enters the broken places until they shine with compassion, humility, and wisdom. You know, saints are not people without wounds. They are people whose wounds have become places where God's mercy has entered. The Pharisees, however, cannot rejoice. Their hearts have become more withered than the man's hand. Their hands are healthy, but their compassion has dried up. They know the commandments, but have forgotten the God who gave them. So Jesus asks a question that echoes through every generation. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it? Love is always the fulfillment of God's law. Every commandment exists to protect life, to deepen communion, and reveal divine love. Whenever rules become detached from compassion, they lose their soul. Jesus does not abolish the Sabbath. He restores its deepest meaning. The Sabbath is God's gift of life, not a burden of fear. Perhaps today Jesus is speaking the same words to each of us. Come and stand before us. Bring into his presence the withered place you have hidden for years. Perhaps it is your inability to forgive. Perhaps it is loneliness, disappointment, anxiety, or spiritual dryness. Do not keep it beneath your cloak. Stand before Christ exactly as you are. His gaze is never condemning. His command is always life-giving. And when his grace touches the withered places within us, we become able once again to bless, to serve, to embrace, and to love. May we also learn to look upon others as Jesus did, not searching for faults, to condemn them, but for wounds, waiting to be healed. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see the places in us that have grown weak through fear, disappointment, and sin. Give us the courage to stand before you without hiding anything. Stretch out your healing hand over our wounded hearts. Restore what has been diminished and soften every hardness within us. Teach us to choose mercy over judgment, compassion over criticism, and love over fear. May our restored lives become instruments of your healing for everyone we meet. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a passage from Scripture and break open its deeper meaning, applying it to our daily lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.